This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Donahue Vanderheider, co-founder of Dementia Care Secrets and CaregiverRelief.com, the number one resource for dementia care on the Internet. Donahue, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks, Eric. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well to get us up to speed on the topic here today. So first of all, what are the different types of dementia?
Sure. People often confuse dementia and Alzheimer's, and they want to know the difference. Alzheimer's is the most prevalent type of dementia. It's about 80% of dementias are Alzheimer's, but there's dementia is an impairment of thinking and reasoning and memory, and it could be due to stroke, vascular dementia, or could be Huntington's disease. There's quite a few different illnesses, but the one that most people in the country deal with, the vast majority is Alzheimer's. That's the big one.
So speaking of Alzheimer's and dementia, what is the biggest challenge for caregivers in this regard?
Alzheimer's is really a unique illness. Most illnesses that the medical community deals with that we deal with are acute illnesses, anything from cancer to pneumonia to diabetes. And Alzheimer's is a very long, protracted illness. It can take 10, 15 years to run its course. I've seen it take 20 years from diagnosis to death. So care and treatment for it are very different. And what caregivers, the challenge for a caregiver, a family caregiver, is to pace themselves. They need to stay healthy. If they don't stay healthy and they get sick, then obviously they won't be able to continue to provide care. I remember when I was interning, when I was in graduate school at the Alzheimer's Association, I saw a statistic that said 50% of caregivers die before the person they're caring for. Now, that was a long time ago, and I think that was because most caregivers were spouses about the same age as the person that was ill. Now it's more adult children. It's less baby boomers, and the number is a lot less, but still, it's kind of a scary high number. And what I think, the reason I think it's so high is stress. So staying healthy is directly related to stress management. Long-term stress has been proven to increase the likelihood of so many illnesses, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, autoimmune illnesses, even cancer. So stress management is the important thing because we're talking about a long illness that is stressful, to put it a fine point on it.
Yes, without a question. Now, what makes Caregiver Relief different from all the other websites out there?
You know, I started this with my partner, Diane Carbo, and I. She's an RN for many years. I'm a gerontologist. And basically, we saw that the information that was out there for people trying to take care of a loved one was kind of ineffective. I'll give you a couple of quick distinctions. One of the things that distinguishes us is we don't regurgitate information. So many websites out there, they seem to just copy and reprint articles and stories from other news sources. There's one hugely popular site, and there's not a single shred of original content on it. Now, it's great because it provides people a single site for finding information, but that's all it is. It's information. It's not ideas or clues or shortcuts or tips. And the other that's important to me is we have an unbiased agenda, which means we're not using this website as a lead magnet to sell a product. So we're not shills for a business or corporation. We don't owe anybody our allegiance. And so we're free to say whatever we want. And many of the websites out there they're providing information, but ultimately they're providing it to promote their core business. One of the big boys out there, their core business is assisted living referrals. So naturally, you're going to get great information about assisted living and dementia and Alzheimer's, but if you're someone that wants to keep your parent at home, you're not likely to find what you want on a website like that. So we're unbiased, and we're opinionated, and we don't regurgitate. I'd say 99% of what you find on our site is original content written by Diane or myself or guests that we bring on the site.
Today we are with Donahue Vanderheider, co-founder of Dementia Care Secrets and CaregiverRelief.com, the number one resource for dementia care on the internet, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What are some of the ways you helped Caregiver?
Like I said earlier, Diane and I have been doing this for a long time, so we've seen what families are looking for. And care, every family that copes with Alzheimer's or dementia is new at this. You know, the diagnosis comes and they're neophytes. They could be in their own world, they're professionals and they're very good at what they do, but as caregivers, everybody's new. And so we see the same questions and problems. Now, when you consider that this year alone, caregivers in the United States are going to spend over $200 billion in lost income or just in expenses, that's a big pie. And there's a lot of people that want a piece of that action. $200 billion a year is a lot of money. We have a two-pronged approach. One, we want to shorten the learning curve. We want to give caregivers the information they need to get up to speed and be able to provide the care for the family member in the most expedient and least expensive way possible. So yeah, that's probably the key thing. And the other is we want to empower families. We feel that the medical community has an authoritarian approach to healthcare, which is extremely impersonal. What I mean by that is Western medicine generally treats the disease. But in doing so, they kind of strip the humanity and the spirituality out of the equation, which is fine. It works well with acute illnesses like cancer and pneumonia. And this approach I want to mention is called disease-centered care or approach, and it's pretty much what you'll see at a hospital or doctor office. That's how they're trained. And in that approach, the doctor or the hospital directs the care and the treatment of the person. But like we said in the beginning, we're talking 10-15 year course of an illness. We want to take a family-centered approach or a patient-centered approach, whereby the family that's providing the care directs the treatment. Everyone's different. So we advocate for the family to be able to take the lead and be able to direct the doctors and the hospitals. Now, most medical professionals, this is kind of a new approach, so they're not going to probably bring it up or even know about it. So we try to teach the caregivers to advocate for themselves, to try to, you know, to take over. So they're getting the care the way they want it and taking into consideration the patient's lifestyle, their background, ethnicity, what have you. So,
Donahue, if you would, tell our listeners once again where they can be in touch and also get more information.
I would love to hear from your listeners, and I answer all emails. But it's real simple. Just like it sounds, caregiverrelief.com. It's easy to find, and there's a link for asking questions or however you want to do it.
Good deal. And in conclusion, what tip or advice would you like to leave with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Okay. Well, let me think. I brought it up in the beginning. I think stress has been my subject of interest for a long time, ever since I got into this field. And I think that's really important for families. This is a family illness. There's one diagnosed person, but the whole family's affected, and they're affected for a long time. So I think what they need to do to maintain their health is to address stress using stress management techniques. Unfortunately, most of the stuff that an average person would use for stress management is hard for a caregiver. The average person can go on a vacation, or they can go join a gym, or go for a walk, or even a movie. Caregivers if they're listening to this, they're going to nod their head. They don't have that luxury. They can't just throw their hands up and decide they're going to take a two-hour break or a nap. So you got to find another way. And actually, what's really interesting is it's kind of an alternative therapy, but guided imagery is really effective. The research on stress management and intervention, looking at all different types of modalities, shows that invariably guided imagery always comes out on top. And guided imagery, for those that don't know, it's kind of a cross between meditation and hypnosis. It's hard to describe. I would say it's like you close your eyes, you listen to a recording, and a voice in a very soothing tone talks about some imaginary place. You find yourself in a beautiful garden, and you know, it just goes on and on. It just releases that stress, and you can do that in 15 or 20 minutes in the comfort of your living room or your bedroom, which is great for caregivers. So, and it's easy to find. Any search on the internet for guided imagery would come up with a whole bunch of stuff. And at Caregiver Relief, there's actually a recording specifically for caregivers that we're going to be giving away. So I would be happy for them to come to the site and get a guided imagery recording on us. So stress, that's what I want to emphasize. You guys need to take care of yourselves.
Certainly appreciate your joining us and sharing information on how caregivers can be effective in dealing and working with different types of patients that have dementia. We've been speaking with Donahue Vanderheider, co-founder of Dementia's Care Secrets and caregiverrelief.com, the number one resource for dementia care on the internet. And the website of reference once again is caregiverrelief.com. Donahue, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.